Stephen, hopefully everyone can hear me clearly. Members of the public should not, everyone should ensure their mobile telephones are turned off or switched to silent, and the use of mobile devices for recording is not permitted. Members of the public should not speak during this meeting and may be temporarily excluded for discussion of in-committee items. Members of the public and press must refrain from using the instant messaging facility during the meeting, and anyone found to be doing so will be given a warning. Failing to adhere to the guidelines for a second time will result in being removed from the meeting. I would remind members of their obligations under the Council's Code of Conduct to declare any financial or significant non-financial interest which they have in any item of business before the committee today. If you have such an interest, please either declare it now or immediately before the item itself, stating the item of business it relates to. Having declared an interest, members should leave the meeting by hanging up from the call for the duration of the discussion on that item and should not take part in the vote. You will then be invited back to join the meeting once the discussion on that item has ended. The proceedings of the meeting will be audio and video recorded, except where council is considering any exempt matters. The recording equipment is linked to the microphone system on the computer, so please ensure your microphone is switched on before speaking. If you need to leave the meeting early, please indicate via AM feature so that we are aware that this is an active decision that does not include any connectivity problems. So, can I have any apologies? Item one? None?
Yep.
Okay. Can I just
move
on?
Sorry, Chair. Apologies from Valerie Hart and Charlie Casey.
Thanks, Councillor Murray. Okay, I'm going to just move on then to Chairperson's remarks. If I can find it here. Yep. Cooperation Ireland Pride of Place Awards are being held this evening, and representatives from the nine neighbourhood renewal groups are attending the virtual awards night in the Canal Court to watch the awards live from Killarney. The Newry Neighbourhood Renewal Partnership were nominated by the Council in the City category for their hard work and commitment to their committees. And can I just put on record that we all wish them every success, and we'll be following closely of that outcome tonight. So wish them all the very best for that. Can I offer my congratulations and maybe a letter as well to go to Colm Campbell from the Warren Point Golf Club on winning his second Irish Amateur Open Championship. And I do believe that he had everyone holding their breath for a while with the sudden death playoff to achieve this great honour of winning the championship, the amateur championship. So maybe a letter of congratulations to him. Also then, congratulations to local man Conor McMenamin, who plays for Glentoran, being called up by the NI squad today. So I'd like to say very well done to that, Conor, and very best wishes for the future in that. And also then the Downpatrick Racecourse patrons, and I have to say an offer of congratulations to them yet again. Groups have stepped up to the mark for those in need, and they've raised an amazing £50,000 for the Ukraine crisis appeal. So I would like to put on record our appreciation for the big efforts that was made there by everyone. Also, just to put on record as well, the past week we've had with different events that's happened, and it was showcasing Are We Country at its Best, and that was the Balmoral Show and the Northwest 2000. I have to say that the weather and all held up for everyone, and great success, and it was great to see them back, and I suppose it could be looking forward to COVID recovery when you see events like that happen. So it's all very much appreciated. So I'm going to move on then to item three. For tonight, and that's the action sheet arising from the Active and Healthy Communities Committee. Have everybody happy enough with the action sheet? Okay, Sorry, have we any declarations of interest for tonight? Just missed that bit.
No, Chair.
I'll take that as none then. So we're going to move on then with page 1 to 13 of our action sheet. Councillor Lewis?
Dallas now. Sorry. I
Thank you, Chair. It was just to get an update on the motion reference, the defense, and if we're any further forward on securing Hunting there from the heart foundation, please.
Thank you, councillors.
If I can come in on that, Chair, yeah. No, yeah. We wouldn't be getting funding from the Heart Foundation, as I said, that they're a charity. They'd be looking money from us rather than providing funding. However, you'll see in a paper, one of the later papers, we're going to put out a funding call for defibrillators. We're also going to include in that the necessity to that funding will allow a cabinet. And another thing that we hadn't discussed yet, but it may be beneficial as well, as part of the funding, if we ensure that they do register them with the ambulance service as well as part of the funding call. So it's in, I think it's the paper number 4 regarding the financial call 3. So we're going to have a financial call for defib provision. So.
That's okay, yep, thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Murray, for the proposal and Councillor Sharvin for seconding the action sheets. Item 4 then is the District Electoral Area, the DEA Forums update reports, and that's over to you, Janine.
Yes, Chair, our monthly DEA report, just one action sheet on for approval this evening, and that's for Newry, and also included is an update report for members, just detailing some of the activity around Reconnect events, mental health and wellbeing initiatives, and intercultural arts and crafts programs. Happy to take any questions.
No questions indicated, but I would like to thank Councillor Murray and Councillor Gallagher for the proposal and second of item 4. Moving on then tonight is item 5, the Community Coordination Hub update report. Janine, that's back to you.
Yes, Chair. Another monthly report members are well aware of. It details discussions with DFC and our community voluntary sector partners around cost of living and fuel poverty initiatives, as well as digital poverty, and also the concept of social supermarkets coming into the district. The main update at the meeting provided was on the Ukrainian response for refugees, in that we've established the Community Assistance Centre in Newry Leisure Centre. Happy to take any questions, Chair.
I have a proposal and second is the Community Coordination Hub report. Thank you, Councillor Gallagher and Sharvin. Any other questions? No, I'm going to move on then to item 5, additional funding for the Department of Communities for frontline advice services. Janine, that's over to yourself again.
Yes, Chair, members, additional funding down from DFC, it is for frontline advice services as detailed in the report. It's funding of just over £135,000, and it's broken down in the report as to where DFC would like that money to be directed. So we're seeking approval to amend the service level agreement for community advice AMI. Thank you.
Can I have a proposal and seconder then for item 6 agenda? Thank you, Councillor Gallagher, the seconder. I'll second that myself then, Sarah, thank you. Moving on then for tonight, financial assistance call 3 for funding opportunities. Janine, that's over to you again.
Yes, Chair, we are seeking approval to issue call 3 of Council's financial assistance programme. There are 4 themes detailed, 2 revenue and 2 capital. The paper also references some of the underspending call 1, and we're looking at re-advertising that underspend for smaller revenue, including Halloween, Christmas and St Patrick's Day as eligible themes. In relation to call 1, members are aware that officers were asked to go and look for funding to meet the shortfall in the capital sports call that went out in call financial assistance call 1. As you're aware, we had approximately £500,000 of an oversubscription for successful applicants. So we have included in the paper some funds that applicants may consider applying to get funding for their successful programmes. And I also have, Chair, a draft list of capital and revenue things that may be of interest to groups. And if members are happy, I'll circulate it after the meeting. It will help councillors signpost groups, especially those disappointed in the financial assistance round, to other themes that they may consider applying to. Happy to take any questions.
Virginia, I'm going to start with myself just on the financial assistance and the grant aid, which Councillor Lewis has began a conversation on earlier on at the meeting, and that was to do with the defibrillators. The ambulance service and indeed the communities would like access to any defibs for 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And in order to achieve this, I do think that the idea that one talked about earlier about the cabinets being allowed to be in that fund. So it's very important that the threshold's big enough to allow any group to purchase the cabinet for the defib as well, or maybe to hold the one that they already own. So if that could be added into that, it's paramount that us as a councillor are certainly shouting from the rooftops that all defibs should be one, registered with the ambulance service, and two, made available 24/7. So if we could add that into that would be brilliant. Councillor
Sharvin. Yeah, thanks, Chair. So a couple of questions. I had a question around the defibrillator access as well, but Owen has clarified that is actually for the purchasing of the defib and the cabinet itself, so that's clarified that. On the events front, Janine, it lists Halloween, Christmas and St. Patrick's Day. Is that thing restricted to only events at that time, or is the wording of events and festivals enabling those that have previously applied for events and festival grants to be able to apply for an event that they had originally applied for that were unsuccessful and can reapply for? So looking clarity around the restrictions of that theme. And then secondly, the point about the capital money for the sports clubs. You know, you've highlighted a number of areas where they can go and apply for that. Can the council, if requested, to provide a letter of support? You know, because obviously these groups have went through the criteria, have been successful, and maybe as part of their application for any of these fundings, a letter of support from council saying, you know, this is a great project that should be funded and delivered locally within our district. Would that be possible and available?
Okay. Through the chair, if you're happy, in terms of the criteria, my understanding is that will cover all events and festivals, so the group shouldn't be contained to just the three detailed within the report. In terms of the letter of support, we've never done it before, but I see the rationale for it. So I would say it would be an initial yes, we would be supportive. We can put factual information into the letter explaining that they have been deemed successful under council's financial assistance call. In other words, we have considered this a competent and successful project. So I speak to the programmes unit team about that and the wording of it.
Okay. And Chair, just to come back on Deneen's response there about the vessels and events. So it's not restricted to those. If we are closing that in June, if I remember right, we were opening it for the period of time, closing at the end of June. When will the groups for the events and vessels be informed? Because I can think of one, and I think Councillor Hanlon probably is thinking of the same as me, of a festival that would really benefit from applying for this. Is there a restriction on how much revenue they have brought in or that they spend, as there was in previous calls? Or is this, you know, you can apply for a festival event and there's no, restrictive around it?
Yeah, through the chair, I don't believe there's much funding element involved in this revenue theme, but I'm going to check out both points anyway afterwards and come back to you if I'm incorrect in that. So hopefully it will be an open call for all events and festivals. We're closing the revenue call earlier than the capital call, as detailed in the project or in the paper that's in front of members tonight, just to try and get word out to successful applicants in a timely manner. So if we are closing at the end of July, it would be a couple of weeks to assess and hopefully back in front of committee early August. And try and get a confirmation around timeline as well.
All right. Thanks, Jean. Thanks, Chair.
Okay.
Councillor McMurray, have you a question?
Yeah, Chair, thank you. Sort of just comes on the back of some of what's been said, especially in regards to the sports capital. I'm sure other councillors have been, have received correspondence from groups that have maybe missed out and been successful in the application, only to be told there's not enough money by which to sort of fund their application. And obviously, this paper was sort of on behest of essentially us asking council officers to check that there's no more money in the coffers, so to speak. I was just clarifying: was that just in the AEHC department directorate, or is there other? I mean, could this be extended to the other directorates and to see if there is any shortfall by which some of the unsuccessful groups could receive funding? Thank you, Chair.
Through the chair, yes, our brief was to go away and look at the financial assistance budgets for any mid-year shortfall that we could redirect to large sports capital. So there could be a subsequent decision by committee this evening asking for council to review its entire capital budget mid-year to see if there's shortfall to meet the sports capital £500,000 that's required for successful applicants.
Well, thank you, Mrs. Hanlon. Chair, could I make that a proposal then, that suggestion is acted upon and that a wider call through other budgets is made then to see if shortfall could be made up? Chair, thank you. Happy to propose.
Is that the minutes or what you're proposing, Councillor McMurray?
Just what I was proposed, just proposing that we, thank you.
Thanks very much, Leanne, for seconding his proposal then. Councillor Gallagher has seconded it, sorry, above the list. Councillor O'Murray?
Yeah, thanks, Chair. I suppose what Andy's proposing there isn't new. Like, we come up with this every year, where the shortfall always seems to be in the sports capital, and then we find out who's unsuccessful, and then we come into another capital, and you automatically think, oh, well, sure, we'll just push everyone else on up, but there's always a waiting list for everything, you know. It just struck me, Janine, or the chair, or whoever this is addressed to, you see, when we're talking about defibrillators and that, it might be worth carrying out an audit through HDA forum as to how many defibrillators exist and where exactly they exist. I'm thinking of Newtown in particular, right, which is a small enough settlement. And just to my knowledge now, there may be more than this, but there's a defibrillator in the primary school and there's one in the secondary school. There's one in the community centre. There's one in the chapel. There's one at the football club. There's one at the side of the shop. There's one in the fire station. And I don't know if there's one in the police station, but I'd imagine there's one in the police station. There's eight, two of which are on the outside of buildings that if somebody touched one, and God forbid, and this has been talked about at community meetings and that if there was ever was somebody took a heart attack at a football match or at mass or at a meeting in the community centre that there, that we reckon would be sufficiently covered. And I appreciate that there's more community facilities in South Armagh and Uri than there probably is in South Down. But if we were able to carry out, I think this was proposed before, this was discussed before, but if there was a heat map sort of a thing of where the defibrillators are, you wouldn't be duplicating and replicating, because every councillor, when you say there's defibrillators, there's call for defibrillators or for the fit in the cabinets and that, every councillor's going to say, yeah, of course, yeah, we want to get a defibrillator. But there'd be some, I'd be very conscious, there's probably some areas that there's no defibrillators in, probably in some very rural parts of South Down in particular. And It'd be worth carrying that out. It's hard. But my original comment was going to be about the importance of the Halloween, Christmas and St. Patrick's Day funding in this call, because quite often, usually around about November, councillors who aren't on this committee will start panicking about they're not getting the proper Christmas tree, or they're not getting the illuminations, or they're not getting that. And that's probably where, if we all get the news out there that this call is open for Halloween, for Christmas and St. Patrick's Day, and you want to do your business at this time of year and get your orders in, or get your community group to apply for it, they'll all know how to do it. But I suppose that's a big thing, and it turns into a different beast later in the year. So if community groups just want to get their houses in order now for that, that would be a good thing. But thanks a million. Have a wee think about just maybe the map for defibrillators, just to see where exactly they all are. Thanks, Cormorgan.
I think Barry Beckman, just on the back of that, I think if they were all registered with the ambulance service as well, and maybe we could check that, if we're doing an audit of some kind on what is out there in our community through our DAs, that would be paramount as well. Because like that, there's a lot of unknown defibrillators that clubs have purchased over the years, and but there's some of them now out of date, believe it or not, and clubs have been renewing them. Thank God, maybe without them being used as well. So if we could add that into that, that would be great. Councillor Gallagher?
Thanks, Chair. It's just coming back on Barra's discussion now regards to the defibs. Now, I would sit on the sleeve crew first responders as one of the chairs, definitely not a responder. What we actually did setting up is engage with the Northern Ireland Ambulance Service, which we're linked with anyway. And we have, they went round with a full map of where the defibs are. They actually went round and checked the defibs. Some of them were needing updated. One not too far from here, when they checked to get the code, it was the wrong code that the actual folks had, so they rigged the ambulance. So it's those wee things definitely are important. Ambulance Service will have a full list of where there are. They just won't have the ones that are registered in regards to that. Because I know with the first responders, was saying the ambulance service have gone around the area, checked them all, so they're working, because although we're a few defibs short, we can access those defibs and if needs be in that area, so they're regularly checked. I don't think that's the case in all the areas, though. Thanks, Chair.
Thank you. So Councillor McMurray has proposed and Councillor O'Murray has seconded then the minutes for item 7. Item 8 then, we're going to move on. The approval of the Sure Start South Armagh Bespoke Community Centre. Janine?
Yep, that's me, Chair. Members, AHC had previously granted approval for Council to issue a lease agreement for Sure Start to take up office space in Bespoke Community Centre. That initial agreement was for 1 year. Sure Start have come back and requested that we extend that for a further year. We have discussed the valuation with Council's valuers and they are content that it would remain at the initial rate of £3,000. So we're seeking approval this evening from members to issue that extended lease. Thank you.
Thank you. Councillor McMurray, Councillor O'Murray, sorry, for your proposer, and Councillor McAvoy for second proposal. Any other questions? No. Items 9 to 12 are deemed to be exempt under paragraph 3 of 1 of the Schedule 6 of the Local Government Act. Information related to the financial or affairs, business affairs of any particular person, including the council, holding that information on the public may by resolution be excluded during this item of business. Can I have a proposer and seconder to go into committee, please? Thank you, Councillor Gallagher, and seconded by Councillor McAvoy. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, councillors. The following was agreed whilst in closed session. Item 9 on tonight's agenda, the Donnet Park artificial pitch upgrade. It was agreed on the proposal of Councillor Gallagher, seconded by Councillor Murray, to upgrade the artificial pitch at Donnet Park as part of a contribution funding opportunity for the Department of Education as per budget outlined in 4.1 of the officer's report. Item 10, Dunleith Park enhancement. It was agreed on the proposal of Councillor Traynor, seconded by Councillor McAvoy, to establish a skate park and pump track at Dunleith Park as part of a Phase 1 development as per the budget outlined in 4.1 of the officer's report. Item 11, outdoor creation NI service level agreement. It was agreed on the proposal of Councillor Finnegan, seconded by Councillor Traynor, to approve the following: to enter into a new lease level agreement with ORNI for the 2022-2023 financial year as per Appendix 1 and the budget outlined in 4.1 of the officer's report. To approve capital cost contribution for the delivery of the projects outlined in the ORNI 2022-2023 service level agreement as per Appendix 2 and the budget outlined in 4.1 of the officer's report. Item 12, the leasing of council land expressed of interest. It was agreed on the proposal of myself, seconded by Councillor McAvoy, to progress an express of interest process in line with the Newry Morning Down District Council Sports and Community Facility Management and Leasing Policy 2016 for Listrum Gullion Recreation Area, Armagh Road, Newry, Arnsborough Playing Fields in Castle Wellen, and the Station Avenue in Castle Wellen. So, moving on then for tonight's minutes. Agenda, it's item 13, 14, 15 and 16 are all for noted. Are councillors happy enough that we take a proposer and seconder for them all together? So can I have a proposer for and seconder for item 13 to 16? Thank you, Councillor Gallagher, and thank you, Councillor O'Hare. Councillor Sharvin, you have a wee question?
Yeah, Chair, it's just on the summer activity programme, and it is good to see a wide range in, across the district. Is there a possibility that we could look to extend the range of autism and sensory activities that could be offered? Obviously, there is the swimming lessons, but that would be all. And obviously, for adults or children with autism, being in big crowds or going to any of these other activities, it may not be suitable for them. Whereas if we could offer an additional activity, then it certainly would be far-reaching rather than just the swimming, which obviously is fantastic. This is just something that if the officers could take away and consider if there is alternatives that we can add to it.
Yeah, thank you for that, Councillor Sharvin. Officers happy to take a look at that?
Yes, Chair, we will go back and look at that and come back to you directly. Is that okay?
Yep, thanks, Paul.
Thank you. Just before we leave, this is probably my last minute meeting as the chairperson of the Acting Healthy Communities, and can I just put on record thanks to the committee members, particularly Councillor Charlie Casey, who's vice chair of the committee along with myself, but a special thanks to Linda, Donna, Sarah, Michael, Owen, Janine and Paul and all the staff for making this a very simple task, I have to say, from last year. So thanks very much. And I know you said before the meeting, you're all going to miss me, but their lovely comments was very good before the meeting started. So I want to put on record, but thanks for that. Thank you.
Chair, somebody said, Ty, you always have the last word. I know as an old committee member, yeah. I'd say, looking in, I must say that you chaired the meetings along with very precisely, and everybody got a fair crack of the whip, and you've done such a good job, and I'd like to thank you personally, and also Charlie Casey, your deputy, and to everybody as a good committee. So I wish you all the best, and thanks for everything.
Thank you, Terry.
Just so as Terry doesn't get the last word, Chair. Yeah, thank you very much, Chair, for that, and I'm sure whilst we lose you as Chair, you'll still be a committee member of AHC, I'm sure.
Thanks very much, Councillor. That concludes this evening's meeting, and wish us all the best. And for those that's in the chamber, safe home, and for those that are at the house, well done. Cheers. Thank you.
All the best, Chair.
Thanks, everyone.